my brothers and sisters, Dr. L. Tanya James.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Before I get started, I'm just going to say a prayer over everybody this morning before we even get going forth in the Word of God. Father, it is our desire to know you more perfectly so that we may do your will to your glory. As we depend on you, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you in all of our ways. You will direct our path and you make them sure. We thank you, Lord God, that we are constantly renewing our mind so that daily we bring any thoughts that are contrary to your will under the subjection that we may obey you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Good morning this morning to all the radio listeners who are out there. Today is your day. I want you to speak and decree over your own life this day that today is your day. Glory to God. Well, I guess you're wondering, well, what are we going to be talking about today? I'm getting ready to let you know. The topic this morning is called Keep Your Joy. I'm going to say it again. Keep your joy. It's time for us to stop letting the devil steal our joy. It's time for us to stand strong on the Word of God, begin to decree and declare his word over our life, over our situations, not being moved by what we see, not being moved by what we hear, but standing firm on a sure foundation, which is the word of God. Now this day, I'm going to teach you and I'm going to bring you through the word of God and explain some things and some keys that you can have that you'll be able to apply to your life when the enemy tries to come in and try to steal your joy. But as you go through the word of God, glory to God, do you realize how many scriptures that are in the word of God pertaining to joy? Well, I'm getting ready to break it down for you. There's 26 scriptures that talk about being happy in the word of God, 165 scriptures that talk about joy, 25 scriptures that talk about being joyful, 3 scriptures talk about joyfully doing something, 2 scriptures talk about joyfulness, 1 scripture talks about joy, and 4 scriptures talk about joys. Now, do you think the Father's trying to explain to us that he wants us to walk in his joy? Glory to God. God doesn't want us sad, broke down, disgusted, and busted, but he wants us walking in his joy in every area in our life, regardless of what we go through. Now, today we're going to learn Jesus' instructions to keep joy in your life, how to maintain joy in your life, how the Holy Ghost, glory to God, can give you joy in your life. And I'm going to even give you some nuggets on maintaining your joy. So get ready, get your tape recorder, get whatever you need to be able to take the word of God down for you to begin to look at it, rehearse it, go over and over it again, so that when the issues of life begin to come beating up against your door, the devil will not be able to steal your joy. Glory to God. Now I'm going to be going over several different translations here. The reason why? Because it paints a picture for you to begin to see what the Word of God says. Now, in the New Living Translation, in John 15:9, the Word of God says, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. He said, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey me, you will remain in my love, just as I obey the Father and remain in his love. You see, a lot of people don't realize that when we walk out of the love of God, we open up doors in our life to begin to take joy out of our life, distract joy out of our life, because we're not walking in the love of God with each other. So that's very important for us to remain in the Father's love 24/7. When we obey him in that, we're going to have an open door to us to begin to walk in the joy of the Lord, because the enemy will not be able to come in, because that's one of his tactics, to begin to sow seeds of strife and division in the body of Christ. And that's going to automatically take and remove your joy, because we're not walking in obedience to the Father. I'm going to give you some nuggets. In 1 Corinthians 13:7, check this out. In the New Living Translation, the Word of God says, love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When we're truly walking in the love of God, we can endure through every circumstance that comes in life. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, the Word of God says, there are three things that will endure. Faith will endure, hope will endure, and love will endure. But the only thing about those three, the greatest of all those three is love, is the love of God, which is going to bring us to how to maintain joy in your life. Now, in the Amplified Bible, in John 15:11, Jesus continues to instruct his disciples. Jesus said, I have told you these things. Check this out. That my joy and delight may be in you, and that your joy and gladness may be in full measure. That's powerful. He's saying that he can give us his joy in full measure and complete and overflowing. Wouldn't you like to walk like that every day, to walk in the joy of the Lord every day? Well, we can. I know you have some people out there, some haters. You can see somebody walking in the joy of love, the joy of the Lord, and people will be looking all upside their head saying, what's wrong with them? Why they got so much joy? Why they happy? And they begin to start tearing people down. But you know what? Don't hate, but celebrate, because you can have that same joy that they have when you spend time, glory to God, in fellowship with the Father, time in the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God and his promises, what he has for you. That's going to bring joy in your heart, in your life, and there will be nothing that'll be able to take that away, because you're rooted and you're grounded in the Word of God. In Nehemiah 8:10, it talks about the joy of the Lord being our strength. When you need to have strength, you need to pull on the resources, glory to God, that God has given to you already, and that's his joy. Tap into his strength. When you're weak, then are we strong in the Lord, but we can't do anything by ourselves. So many times people say, I got this, do you? When you think you got it all by yourself, that's when you fall flat on your face. But we need to go to the Father and seek his face whenever there's a circumstance or a situation that comes in our life. When we need help, we need to call upon the Lord, and he will come in the midst of your situation and turn that situation around. That's why we got to have joy. That's why we got to have praise. That's why we got to know what to do to worship the Lord in spite of what we're going through, because praise will push back the hands of the enemy, because he can't stand to hear the praises of God coming forth out of your mouth when he throws every type of attack he possibly can against you, against your mind, against your family, against your finance, against your job, against your children, against everything he can. And you come back worshiping God, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. Glory to God. When we rejoice and know that we've already won, because Jesus already fought the battle long time ago. And you know what? Because he already did it, that means we have already won, because who we belong to, we already have the victory. We're not defeated. We're the head and not the tail. We're above only and not beneath. It's time to get up, dust yourself off, and get back out there and do what God has called you to do. Stop looking at your mistakes. Stop looking at your weaknesses. Stop looking at the people that say what you can't do. The devil's a lie, because we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And that comes in this last part that I'm bringing before you. The Holy Spirit will give you joy as the truth of the Word of God comes forth. That's why we got to spend time not only hearing the Word of God, but you need to have it before your eye gate. You need to have it before your ear gate. You need to continue to speak it forth out of your mouth, but the Holy Ghost, he will illuminate the word, that he will breathe life into you. He will rasu. Ooh, glory to God. I guess you could tell I'm getting excited in this studio, because this same word that I'm ministering to you, it ministers to me too. The Holy Spirit will illuminate the word to you. The Holy Spirit will breathe life into you. Where the enemy was trying to bring death, the Holy Spirit will come forth and bring life into those dead situations. In 3 John 2, the word of God said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health," glory to God, "as your soul prospers." In Deuteronomy 8:18, the word of God says, "And you shall remember the Lord God, for it is he," glory to God, "who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day." In the name of Jesus, I begin to right now speak and decree over your life. Businesses come forth. Ministries come forth. Healing come. Woo! Glory to God. Healing come forth. Restoration in marriages come forth. Jobs come forth. Opportunities come forth. Come forth now. Money, I call you to come forth now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to speak forth healing over those right now that are dealing to sicknesses in their body, physical ailments in their body. I'm going to speak forth the word of God. And in the name of Jesus, you got to take this same word that I'm going to speak over you right now and apply it to your situation. No, not let the enemy take your joy just because you're in a temporary situation. This too shall pass. You see, because in the word of God, according to 1 Peter 2:24, glory to God. Woo, shala, woo, glory to God. The word of God says, "Because, Lord, you have sent your word to heal us, that we don't receive or yield to any illegal or alien symptoms in our body. For we have been set free from the curse of the law by the blood of Jesus. We will live free by faith in him. We receive the manifestations of our healing, deliverance, and more than abundance to meet every need in every area of our life." Body continuously walks in healing, virtue of God's word. Every disease, every germ, every virus that touches our body must die instantly now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is alive and brings perfect health and healing to every cell, every organ, every tissue, every molecule, our body, grasuta. We put a demand on the wonder-working power of God to manifest in our body in every area of our life. Self, you be healed and stay healed in the name of Jesus. Any symptoms of imperfection or illegal that is operating in our body, it must go now in the name of Jesus. The blood brings perfection to every area of our body that it may function as God designed and purposed it to. We thank you, Lord God, for manifesting perfection of every cell in our body. Thank you, Lord God, for creative miracles that you are performing in our body now. We thank you, Lord God, that the memory of the just is blessed. Our memory is blessed. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, that every bone, every joint, every ligament, every tendon, every organ, every tissue, every muscle, every cell, every blood vessel is rejuvenated by your word. It's well fit together and functioning perfectly in the name of Jesus. Message center, receive this and react accordingly. Our body is renewed in every organ, every tissue, every cell, every blood vessel. Blesses the Lord this day. Our body is obedient to us. We are immunized against sickness, disease, and poverty. It shall not come near our body. It shall not come near our dwelling in the name of Jesus. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we forbid any sickness, disease, or spiritual death to operate in this body, for death no longer has dominion over us. Body, we charge you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority of the word of God, to be healed and stay healed and perfectly whole in Jesus' name. Now that's what I'm talking about. That's demonstration and power, how the Holy Ghost can come upon you and fill you, glory to God, with life as you begin to speak, decree, declare the word of God over your life. The joy of the Lord will rise up in you. because you'll know that you are not defeated, but you are a champion for Christ. Now, Lord, I give you the glory, the honor, the thanksgiving, the praise for the word that came forth this day, that much revelation, divine revelation, impartation of your word comes forth to the hearer, that they will never, ever, ever be the same in Jesus' name. Well, I'll be talking to you guys next time. Be blessed, because you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye.